USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's been incredible progress in getting more coronavirus test kits available. In a White House briefing, President Trump discusses the administration's response.
I, this administration, inherited an obsolete, broken, old system that wasn't meant for this.
As Democrats and Republicans attempt to work together on Capitol Hill to come up with a stimulus package, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the Republicans' proposal doesn't do enough to address a Chinese coronavirus outbreak.
If we don't deal with the health crisis, nothing we do will make the economy any better. So it's number one.
A member of Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to a spokesman. Neither the Vice President or President Trump had contact with that person. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
There are now at least 4,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York City alone. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio again calling on the Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, to consider a shelter-in-place plan for the city to try to slow the spread of the virus there.
At the beginning of April, we will run out of basic medical supplies because of the intense strain that's being put already on our hospitals by this crisis.
De Blasio speaking there on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A local distillery in Pennsylvania is offering free hand sanitizer to those who need it. Eileen Collins tells NBC News she needs it for her disabled daughter.
This will be her lifesaver, and hopefully mine, and I can't say enough good about them.
Boardroom Spirit says a high-demand product contains a main ingredient of ethanol, which they already produce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taxpayers now have another 3 months to file their taxes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a tweet that the deadline for filing your taxes has now been extended to July 15th. Michael Paulson is an enrolled agent in Carrollton, Texas.
The new deadline is now July 15th. Your April 15th deadline is now July 15th. Also, any payments that are due have been extended interest-free and penalties-free until July 15th of 2020.
Steven Mnuchin is also urging taxpayers that if you expect a refund this year, to file now to get your money.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.